Also, you'll see all the beautiful Easter lilies that are here that have been given in honor or memory, and in your bulletin is a list of all those who those have been given in memory or honor of, and we thank all of you who have given those, and following the service today, if you purchase those, feel free to take them for your enjoyment in your homes as well. So this morning, as we gather, we are gathering to celebrate that our King is alive. King Jesus, who went to the cross for us, is not dead. He is alive. And so I would invite you to stand with me as we would prepare to enter into worship together and to join me in a responsive reading. You'll see that we are going to take this from Luke chapter 24, 1 to 7, and 1 Corinthians 15, 54 to 55. It'll be laid out on the screen for you where there will be a leader. That's going to be me. I'll read that part. You will be the congregation. And then at the end, there is a place for the men to say together in unison, and then a place for the women to say together in unison, and then all in response together as a congregation. So invite you to engage as we begin this time of worship together in this responsive reading. So on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. And in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
He has risen indeed.
"Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. He is risen."
He is risen indeed.
"Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your
victory? He is risen."
He is risen indeed.
And one more time, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Will you join me in prayer as we prepare to worship our risen King? Jesus, we celebrate.